I also wanted to mention real quick about the eyeshadows. I put number three, Makeup Geek eyeshadows. And although you can't get those like in a Walmart or a Target, you can get them online. I have it linked there. I think it's makeupgeek.com or something. And these eyeshadows are $5.99 each. And I seriously think these are the best eyeshadows I probably have ever owned, especially for the price. They blend well, they have great pigmentation, they're awesome. You can get them online. I think shipping's like a dollar, so definitely check those out. Okay, my next question is, what colors do you recommend for blue eyes? I would say I think that, browns and golds and copper colors look really beautiful on blue eyes. They're on the opposite, side of the color wheel, so they're really going to make your eyes pop. I also think that grays and silvers are beautiful on blue eyes. With blue eyes, you can get away with doing, really simple eye looks. You don't need much. You can get away with just a simple neutral crease color, some brown eyeliner, and even brown mascara, and you're good to go. With blue eyes, you really don't have to accentuate them very much. They already pop. You just need a little something on the eyes to make them pop even more. And I linked a website that I thought was really great and listed a lot of options for colors and actual like eyeshadow palettes or quads that are great for blue eyes. So my next question was, how do you do a smoky eye and not look like you have a black eye? I would say for me, how I make it so that my smoky eyes, don't look like I got punched in the face is I make sure and kind of do a gradient of colors. I make sure and highlight my inner corner, I highlight my brow bone, and I don't just slap on a bunch of dark colors all over the place. You put on your lid color, and then you're gonna blend out your lid color with your crease color that's has to be lighter than your lid color. That's the key. You kind of want a gradient effect. So if you do a dark color on your lid, you definitely want a lighter color on your crease to blend it out. As you can see, the pictures here kind of do that. I have two different smoky eyes in the pictures. One of them is just a simple smoky eye. It looks like she has a black kind of color on her lid and then a really pretty purple color in her crease. And hers is more blown out. She doesn't have any eyeliner on. It's almost kind of a messy, simple smoky eye. But as you can see, she didn't take the eyeshadow up too high or too far out. You don't want the eyeshadow to extend past the eyebrow or come up all the way to the eyebrow. At the eyebrow, you want your highlight color and you want your highlight color to blend into the other colors. With a smoky eye, you just really gotta blend, blend, blend. On the other picture, I really like that smoky eye. She has a lighter color in the inner corner of your lid. And I think if you ever feel like your smoky eye starts to look muddy or like you got punched in the face, add a lighter color on the inner portion of your eye, and it will definitely, bring your eye to life and lighten the look up a lot. All right, my next question is, I think this is my last question. What is the perfect way to put on red lipstick without it running? I can't stress the importance of lip liner enough. And you don't necessarily have to have a lip liner that, matches your lipstick completely. You can use a nude lip liner. I know Makeup Forever has a clear lip liner that you can use under anything that's just supposed to, keep the lipstick from running. Or you can, use a red lip liner. It all just depends on what you want, what you have. So I know some people like to dab their lips with foundation or concealer before they put on their lipstick. I don't like to do that, but it's just personal preference, whatever you like to do. If you haven't tried it, maybe try it. I think it might make your lipstick last longer. Don't do that if you have dry lips, because then the concealer or foundation is just going to stick to your dry patches. So with red lipstick, always exfoliate your lips before, put on chapstick while you're doing the rest of your face makeup. Save your lips for last. Always save your lips for last. So wipe off, your chapstick and then line your lips. And then if you're concerned about, you know, putting your lipstick on and it going outside of your lips, use a lip brush or a small eyeshadow brush. Apply that on your lips. And then if you find that, you know, your lines aren't very crisp or you got some a little bit out of the line, take a little bit of concealer, dab it on the area, rub it in with your finger or with another brush, and you're good to go. I found this really awesome graphic that does a great job of showing how to apply red lipstick. I know it's super long, but it does a really good job. All right, guys, I think that's it for me. Thanks so much for reading. Bye.